global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Breaking economic news crossing the Bloomberg. We go to Vinny Del Giudice with the latest. Vinny.
Karen, more progress in the U.S. labor market. Payroll provider ADP reporting businesses added 214,000 jobs in February, topping forecasts. January revised higher. Again, the ADP report showing private payrolls top forecast in February, up 214,000. At the Bloomberg First Word Desk, I'm Vinny Del Giudice. Karen.
All right, thanks, Vinny. And futures remain lower following that report. Let's go to the First Word Breaking News Desk for today's morning call. And here's Bill Maloney. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Karen. We are seeing small losses in the U.S. futures. Dow futures currently lower by 19 points. S&P's dropped 3. And NASDAQ futures are lower by 2. The U.S. 10 yield at 1.85%. In Europe, Spain gains 1.1%. And Italy is higher by 0.7%. On the U.S. economic front at 10:30, look for energy inventory numbers. And at 2 o'clock, Fed releases beige book. In other news, Weatherford prices 100 million shares at $5.65 a share. Sports Authority files for Chapter 11, and Transocean CFO sees no rig market recovery in the next 12 to 24 months. In deal news, IFR Asia reports IBM seeks to sell entire stake in Lenovo. CCL Industries to buy Checkpoint Systems for $10.15 a share. Regarding earnings this morning, Abercrombie & Fitch EPS beat, Brown & Forman EPS in line, revenue missed, and Monsanto cut year-ongoing EPS views. Shares are down 6% pre-market. Finally, some of your Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. EQT cut to equal weight over at Morgan Stanley. Dollar Tree cut to market perform at Raymond James. And finally, Universal Health raised to neutral over at Stern AG with a price target of 144. Live from the First of Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Karen?
All right, thanks, Bill. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. That's S-Q-U-A-W-K Go. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thank you so much. Bloomberg surveillance this morning from Washington, brought to you by Invesco. Invesco believes it's time to bench the benchmarks and to consider active management and factor-based strategies. Find out more at Invesco.com/high conviction. That's Invesco.com/high conviction. We're thrilled to bring you Jared Bernstein from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. But Mike, first, I've never seen Mike an earthquake with such little information.
Well, it's just beginning to come out now, maybe partly because of the location, but the U.S. Geological Survey does have it on their maps now. They're calling it a 7.9 earthquake, 7.9 magnitude. If you draw a line, draw a triangle, sort of southwest of Kuala Lumpur and Singapore out into the Java Sea, the Indian Ocean, you will see where the earthquake is. It's off the coast of Indonesia at this point, and no reports of damage yet. There is a tsunami warning, which would be normal for this magnitude of an earthquake, but no sign of one yet. So, again, we continue to monitor. We do know it was about 6 miles deep, which is not particularly deep. It could have an impact, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, Sumatra, quickly here, Sumatra is protecting Singapore from large waves. At least that's the theory right now. Sumatra with the southern coast of Sumatra with a tsunami. Warning. Jared Bernstein with us. He never thought he'd get so much earthquake and geology within his visit to Bloomberg's. Yeah, something. But Jared, it goes to a budget reality, which is somebody pays for the USGS, don't they? We like to talk about spending.
No, it's a great point. Interestingly, in our last bit of conversation, I mentioned that suppose you wanted to really pursue some of these big tax cut ideas. It's not uncommon, by the way, for someone campaigning for president to say they want to cut taxes. What they never tell you is that if you want to prevent a real budget debacle, then you're going to have to cut spending to balance out the tax cuts. Well, the only type of spending that people want to cut these days, they don't want to cut entitlements, they don't want to cut defense, is the part of the budget that supports things exactly like the geological survey, but also some infrastructure, some education and training, health and research, the non-discretionary defense part of the non-defense discretionary part of the budget.
Yeah. We did this with Jason Furman yesterday. Let's do it with you again to review. What have we cut in our budget, given our Democratic president's austerity. Review for us entitlement cuts versus USGS kind of cuts.
Exclusively the latter. That is, if you look at where the spending cuts have occurred, they're almost exclusively on what's called the non-defense discretionary side of the budget. So this is the part of the budget that helps states pay for education, it pays for some infrastructure, it pays for the kinds of weather forecasting roles that we were just discussing, the geological seminary, the geological survey. It pays for, as I mentioned, medical research. And this is now down as a share of GDP to its lowest level on record, going all the way back to the 1960s. That's where the cuts have been concentrated because that's where the cuts are the least politically insulated. People don't want to see cuts to entitlement programs, and there's lots of hawks who don't want to see cuts to defense. So what's left? What I've been describing.
Then that famous Wall Street Journal headline of a year and a half, 2 years ago, of bombing the Pentagon back to 1938 or 1940 percent of GDP. Are we getting there? Are we going to have a Pentagon budget that takes us back pre-Eisenhower?
Well, I actually think that the Pentagon budget is kind of holding constant at the level of GDP. That's not particularly high. Interestingly, defense hasn't been completely spared, but it's mostly not growing as much as it is getting cut. Where we're really cutting is on the non-defense discretionary part of the budget that has very few protectors.
Jared, thank you so much. Jared Bernstein with us with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and we had him on for too short a time as we look at the news of the earthquake far to the south of Singapore and Kuala Lumpur out off the southern coast of Sumatra, a little bit of exposure to Australia, very far away. Again, a 7.9 earthquake, according to the USGS. Let's review the view forward for surveillance here in support of 99.1 FM Washington. Thank you for the many notes of listeners in the Washington and Baltimore area with 99.1 FM. We greatly appreciate your comments and joining us today as well. Lonnie Chen will join us. He is with the Rubio campaign, advising them. We've spoken to him many times before. Kevin Hassett. Kevin Hassett with AEI will talk to him about what the establishment will do. And also Libby Cantrell will join us from PIMCO on policy moving forward. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Coming up, though, with all due respect, highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to call off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com for special offers during the only adventure sales event, Land Rover Above and Beyond.